We are up to Perek Tes Mishnah Dala, Chapter 9, Mishnah 4, the final Mishnah of the Perek. It's a short Perek. And this final Mishnah deals with the case of, let's say you have two walls. If you have two walls, can that be considered an enclosed area if you can somehow have a makeshift two other walls? And we'll see what that means right now. So, Habona Aliyah Al Gabe Shnei Batim. If one, again, Habona Aliyah Al Gabe Shnei Batim. If someone builds a second story that's on top of two houses, and the idea is that these two houses are like on opposite sides of the street, and it's basically like a giant bridge that connects connects these two sides. Imagine, you know, many of us have seen this nowadays, whether you have like a big university or a big business building that has two buildings on either side of the street, and they connect it with a bridge that goes across. So that's what we're talking about. You have a very simply, just for our purposes, you have one house on one side of the street, the one-story house. You have one-story house on the other side of the street, and now you build a second story on top of these two houses that bridges them, which basically means that you have a second story with an empty space in the middle on the ground. There, the street is the open area. So the question is going to be, what is the status of that area in the street that is totally empty? V'chein gesharim hamifulashim, and so too, when you have bridges that go over Rosh Hasharabim, and it's obviously underneath the bridge is open on two opposite sides, right? Because you have the stands for the bridge, and then in that open space you have the street basically that passes through, and so that's the two open sides, the two open walls there. Metaltlan tachtean v'shabbos. So in both of these situations, when we have this bridge-like structure that goes over Rishus Harabin. So then says the Mishnah, we can actually carry underneath these areas on Shabbos. Why? How in the world does this work? So the understanding is that it works with the concept known as Pi Tikra Yorid Vesosim. That we have these walls that are floating in the air. Obviously, they're not floating in there, they're supported on either side. But we have these walls that are up there. So, say Chazal, that we can actually take these walls that are floating in the air, and we could say that they're extended downwards. So you have the two solid walls, the real walls on either side, and then you have this open space that has a bridge-like structure on top. So you can say those walls go all the way down to the ground. So we say that that's exactly how that works, and therefore you can carry underneath this bridge in this upper story on Shabbos. Unbelievable. But this is only one opinion. This is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. What are you talking about? You can't carry in these places because they say that when you have these overhead structures, you don't apply the notion of Pitekra Yerid Vesosim. That's not how this would work. Maybe if we had another situation that you could apply it, but in this situation, we don't apply it. The Od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says furthermore, Ma'arvin Lamavai Hamefulash. We can make an Erev, so this is another Chiddush opinion. We can make an Erev, meaning we can make a Shitufei Mavos for an alley that is open at both ends, right? So you have two solid walls, and then you have one open end on either side. So you can make shituvim mevaos. How would you do this? So you put a lechi or a kura on either side, and then by doing that, you can make a proper shituvim mevaos with that. The chachamim say no. We don't allow carrying in an alley like this because they say that if you have two full walls, then that's not going to be a rishus hayachid on a deoraisa level, and that's the whole question. How do you define a rishus hayachid on a deoraisa level? According to Rabbi Huda, it would seem two walls is good. According to Chachamim, it would seem that you probably need three walls, and that's how a mavai would work in general. You have three solid walls, and then you can use a lechi or a korah to make it a solid wall, to make a fourth wall, which would allow you to make a shituv mavos. That brings us to the end of Perek Dalet. Of Perek Tes. Now the final Perek of Maseches Erev and Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. The opening Mishnayos of the 10th Perek of Erevin deal with an interesting case of someone who finds tefillin in a Rosh Hasharabim. Now you say, so what? You find tefillin in a Rosh Hasharabim, you can't carry it, so that's what it is. However, Chazal were sensitive to the fact that we don't want to leave these very holy objects in a Rosh Hasharabim just by themselves to get destroyed. So as a result, Chazal came up with very creative ways to deal with it. So let's see what the first mission has to say. Hamotzei tefillin, someone who finds tefillin in like a field or some other area that the understanding is that it's not safe. Maybe it's not safe because some animals will come eat it or something, whatever. Machnisan zug zug. So what should he do? He should bring them in to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid pair by pair. What does that mean? He should stop there. He should put on the pair of tefillin, and then he should bring them into the house. He say, that's crazy. How could someone wear tefillin on Shabbos? So Chazal say, okay, you can waive that prohibition of wearing tefillin in order to save the tefillin on Shabbos. So you could bring them in pair by pair on Shabbos just like that. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Rabban Gamliel says, Shnaim Shnaim, says Rabban Gamliel, an extra kula. So let's say you find a number of more pairs, and so you have like seven pairs there, or eight pairs there, so you bring them one by one, it take hours. So Rabban Gamliel says, you can bring them in two by two, put on two pairs at a time, that's also okay, and you won't be violating the prohibition of Hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos with that as well. But Medvar Mamurim, so what case does this apply in that you can bring these tefillin in pair by pair? Bishanos. So says the Mishnah, only when you have old ones. What does it mean, old ones? So this is going to be hard for us to understand in our modern perspective in terms of how tefillin is made nowadays. Our tefillin is so obvious. What is tefillin and what is not tefillin? But back in the day, it wasn't always so clear because there were things like amulets and tefillin was not made with a machine, obviously. So it was not always so easy to tell. So says the Mishnah, this halach applies that you can save this tefillin. Bishanos. In the case of old ones, which have some sort of demarcations and markings on it that show that's definitely tefillin, even if like the leather straps are like untied or whatever, it's clear. You know these old pairs are really tefillin. But in a case of new pairs of tefillin that you find in the field, which don't have any sort of markings that make it clear, then they may not even be tefillin, and therefore putter. One is going to be exempt. One should essentially not be saving them in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You should not be carrying them back in this way. Now that was the case if you find a few pairs. So you find one pair, you find six, seven pairs, eight pairs. What if you find like 70 pairs? How does that happen? Okay, it could happen, I guess. Mitzan, Sevasim, Och, Krichos. If you found them tied in like a lot of pairs or like in very large bundles, and there's just too many of them to bring back and forth before Shabbos is over. Mach shechalein umivian. So it says the mission, you should stay with them. You should watch them the entire day until Shabbos is over, and then you should bring them to a safe place. Vasakana. But let's say it's in a dangerous situation. Meaning what? That if you wear them or by wearing tefillin or by staying with the tefillin, he's going to be in danger. This seemingly is in both cases. So in these cases, mechas. He could just cover them and then he could leave and he's not responsible to do anything more. So what's the case of danger over here? So it seems like the case of danger over here is specifically talking about in a government that said it's you can't wear tefillin, and if you do, you're going to be killed, you're going to be severely punished. So that's the case of danger. If it's just like some animals or something, it would seem like, no, there is a real solution here, that you don't have to cover them, you can carry them back in other creative ways. Chazal could have come up with them. But if it's a danger to even be found with them at all, whether it's wearing them or waiting with them, then we say you just cover them up and then leave, and then I guess you worry about it another time or something like that. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis, but for now we'll stop right here.